From the main concourse of Tavros Station, where people flow and explore, it is possible to see branches into behind-the-scenes areas, staging areas, storefronts which are empty with coming soon signs on them, and storage rooms for all manner of industrial equipment and strange technology. This includes covered objects, simple staging areas, and packs of supplies. Everything is locked up. It doesn't seem like they mind people just wandering around in there. However, some of the objects are less secured, and almost seem to be in heavy use. There is dust on the floor in places, indicated filled or little used branches of the storage corridors behind the scenes. You know because you stepped back there. There isn't a restricted area sign, and you're curious. Plus, Tavros Station has tons of nooks and crannies. Hidden labs, concealed sleeping quarters with reasonable rates, secret restaurants. It is worth exploring everywhere you can with appropriate caution. Plus, things are sort of lax here. No one will be mad. They'll just tell you where you aren't supposed to be. What's the worst that could happen? Well, there are a few uncovered machines, and the tracks through the dust go to them. Some are obviously sensual in purpose, and they may be there for the stress relief of crew and visitors. Then again, there is a legal brothel down the hall, so it's surprising to see so many tracks in the dust here. Maybe they're going to the other machine, the one like a large metal dome with a glass door. Looking inside, you clearly see a pad on the floor, slightly raised and different from the rest of the space. A panel with buttons below a digital display is next to it. There are bound to be a few hidden treasures you can examine or have fun with. So you take a look around and consider what in this storage room you should inspect first.